Pastor, for your very clear opening.
感谢弟兄姐妹能够很清楚的能够开始预备这个聚会。
Well, we look to the Lord to continue to speak to us.
我们继续仰望主，求他对我们说话。
I'm always impressed when we come to the Word of God.
我每次来到神的话语面前的时候，总是感觉到非常的荣耀。
If you will remember that day when so many of the disciples were offended and turned back, Peter said something tremendous.
你记得在那一日，许多的门徒因着耶稣跌倒了。那个时候，彼得说了一件非常重要的事。
The Lord turned to Peter and he said, "Will you also go?"
主耶稣转脸对彼得说，你也要离弃我吗？
And Peter said, "To whom shall we go?"
彼得说，主啊，我们还跟从谁呢？
You alone have the words of eternal life.
因为唯有你有永生之道。
This always impresses me.When we open His Word.
所以当每次我们打开他的话语的时候，这一段话在我的心中总是留下印象。
Unless the Lord speak His words of eternal life, it's just man's words.
若不是主亲自的将他永生的话语对我们说话，那就不过是人的话语。
What we're asking tonight is for the Lord to go beyond the weakness of these vessels and speak to us His own words.
我们今天所祈求、所仰望的是主能够超越这些软弱的器皿，那能够对我们说他自己要说的话。
Those words are spirit and life.
那这些话是灵，是生命。
Those words make a difference.
这样的话才能够在生命里面产生变化。
Those words accomplish what they were sent forth to do.
这些话语才能够成就那他所发这些话语所要成就的事情。
This is the way we must always approach the Word of God.
这是一个我们必须一直用这样子的方式来面对神的话语。
Now I think you all know by now the burden.
所以我想大家都到现在都知道我心中的负担。
It comes from a single verse, Hebrews 2, verse 10.
它是从希伯来书二章十节的一节经文来的。
Our brother and sister read that verse to us.
我们的弟兄姐妹已经把这一节念给我们听了。
And even more, it comes from a single phrase in that single verse.
那更重要的是，其实是从这一句话里面当中的一小段。
That phrase is bringing many sons to glory.
那一小句话就是要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去。
That phrase has so deeply impressed me. I believe the Lord has something to say to us this weekend.
那神把这一句话深深的印在我的心里，那我感觉是神所吩咐我要我跟大家分享。
The first message we shared was this morning, the privilege of sonship.
我们今天早上跟大家所分享的是讲到了做儿子名分的权利。
Sonship is a very important theme in the Word of God.
因为儿子的名分在神的话语里面重要的一个主题。
It is particularly related to the eternal purpose of God.
它特别是跟神永远的旨意有关系。
His divine intention is to bring many sons to glory.
在他神性里面的旨意是要带领许多的儿子进入荣耀。
It was in his heart from the beginning.
这是从创世以前就在他的心里。
It is his predetermined will for man.
这是他对人预先所定的旨意。
We are called to sonship.
我们蒙召是要承受儿子的名分。
We looked at three things this morning.
我们今天早上看到了三件事情。
We looked at the ultimate privilege that sonship is.
我们看到了这是儿子的名分，那是一个终极的旨意。
Nothing can compare to that privilege.
这样子的特权是没有任何东西可以跟他相比。
Just think of it. God's intention is that we be conformed to the very image of His only Son.
我们稍微想一下，神的旨意就是要把我们能够磨成他独一儿子的样式。
In all of His work and all of the efforts of the Holy Spirit is to bring about that one end.
神所有的工作，圣灵所有的工作，就是要达成这个独一的目的。
We talked about it being the exclusive privilege.
我们也谈到了这是一个专属的特权。
This was only the privilege of the Lord Jesus.
因为这个权利是独独归给主耶稣基督的。
But yet, in the greatest mystery in the Bible, they determined before the foundations of the world to extend this exclusive privilege to man.
但是在这个创世以前，神测不透的奥秘里面，他已经定规要把这个儿子的名分传递给许多的儿子。
No other being, no other creature can take part.In this exclusive privilege with man.
没有其他任何的受造之物能够与人共同享受这样子的特权。
And then we consider that this privilege is the highest purpose.
那我们在一起分享的就是这个特权是神最高的旨意。
To be a son of God, whether we are male or whether we are female, is the most highestPurpose that can ever be related to us.
终极的 privilege.
所以能够做神的儿子，无论是男的，无论是女的，这是人所能够承受一个至高的目的。
Romans 8:28 says we are called according to purpose.
罗马书的八章二十九节那里讲到，我们乃是按他预定的旨意蒙召。
And this is that highest purpose.
这个旨意当中最高的目的就是叫我们得儿子的名分。
Today we're going to look at the preparation of sons.
今天我们要继续看就是众子的预备。
Now brothers and sisters, I want to make an absolutely clear statement.
弟兄姐妹们，我要在这里讲得非常非常清楚。
It's not enough.Just to see this high privilege and this high purpose.
我们知道我们看到了这至高特权这至高的旨意还是不够的。
We must actually enter into the experience of this high privilege and this high purpose.
因为我们必须一定要能够经历这个目的这个权利。
We must have our own subjective experience in reality of what it means to be a son of God.
换句话说，在我们的经历里面，我们必须要有这种主观的经历，能够知道什么叫做神的儿子。
And this preparation is an ongoing process.
而且这一个预备是一个不断进行的预备。
As a matter of fact, this process will never end. It begins when we're born again, and it ends when we see Him face to face.
而且老师说，这个过程永远没有结束，而是从我们重生的时候开始，直到我们与他面对面的时候结束。
This preparatory work in believers' lives is the very reason for our life on earth as believers.
所以我们在称为一个信徒在地上的生活存在的意义就在于这一个预备。
All that He is doing in your life as a believer and our lives together is the church is preparing us to be the sons of God that He's looking for.
因为神无论他在我们个人身上在教会身上诸般的工作都是要预备我们能够成就这一个目的。
So that we will be that shining testimony that we heard about this morning.
这样的话我们就可以成为我们今天早上所听到那样一个发光的一个见证。
As we look at this process, we'll look at a few things.
我们要看这个过程的时候我们要注意几件事情。
We'll look at how infants are born.
我们首先要看一个出生的孩子的婴孩他是怎么生出来的。
We'll look at how children grow.
那我们看到一个孩子他怎么成长的。
But we'll look at something much more particular to this subject.
但是呢我们更要集中的看一件事情。
This is how sons are made.
这就是一个成熟的人怎么样造成。
I remember years ago hearing the famous Vince Lombardi. He's a Hall of Fame pro football coach. He said something that touched me, really.
很久以前我记得有一个职业的足球队的教练他说过这样一句话。
He said, leaders are made, they are not born.
他讲说领袖是训练成功的不是制造出来。
I believe this is also true of the sons of God. Sons of God are made.
那我相信对神的众子来讲也是这样他们是经历了许多锤炼制造出来。
They're not just born.
他不是生来就能够成熟的。
All of life is that making process.
我们一生就是这一个操练磨造的过程。
I think of Jeremiah 18.
我想到了耶利米书的十八章。
I think you all know this story. It's about the potter and the clay.
那这里所讲到，我想大家都知道这个故事，是讲到窑匠跟泥土。
The Lord told Jeremiah the prophet this.
所以耶和华的话就临到了先知耶利米。
He said, "Arise and go down to the potter's house." And there, I will cause you to hear my words.
这里讲到说，你起来下到窑匠的家里去，我在那里要使你听我说的话。
And I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work upon the wheel.
我就下到了窑匠的家里去，看了，正遇到他转轮做器皿。
And the vessel that he made was marred in his hand.
那他用泥所做的器皿呢，在手中做坏了。
And it says in verse 4, And he made it again, another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make.
第四节又这样说，他又用这泥另做别的器皿，然后这样看怎么样好，就怎样做。
And then he gave the explanation to Jeremiah.
那接下来神就对耶利米解释了。
In verses 5 and 6.
第五节第六节。
And the word of Jehovah came to me saying, House of Israel, can I not do with you as his potter, saith Jehovah? Behold, as the clay in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, House of Israel.
耶和华的话就临到我说，耶和华说，以色列家，我待你们岂不能照这窑匠弄泥吗？以色列家啊，泥在窑匠的手中怎样，你们在我的手中也怎样。
Brothers and sisters, this just doesn't apply to Israel.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这不仅仅是用在以色列的身上。
We know this applies to us as believers.
我们知道这也可以用在我们这些信主的人身上。
Did you know that you are work upon the wheel?
你知道你是在轮子上转造成的器皿吗
？Did you know just like Israel, you are clay in the potter's hands?
你知道你就是像以色列一样是窑匠手中的泥吗？
Did you know that all of your life, once you become a Christian, is this molding and this shaping and this making you into the image of God's only Son?
你知道当你作为基督徒以后，这一切的工作，都是要造你，团你，塑造你成为神儿子的样式吗？
This is the explanation of the Christian life.
这一个就是基督徒生活的解释。
It is the making of sons.
但是要造成他的儿子。
I remember how our brother this morning spoke about Peter.
我记得我们今天早上我们弟兄分享到关于彼得。
I think Peter's life can be explained by the making process.
我想我们可以从神塑造的角度来看彼得的一生。
I think when the Lord first called him, he said, come, follow me. And then he said, I will make you fishers of men.
我们记得彼得刚刚蒙召的时候，主耶稣这样跟他说，来，跟随我，我要使你得人如得鱼。
And then when you come to John 21, where our brother Ted spoke about this morning, you see the Lord confronts him again.
那我们等到了约翰福音21章，就好像我们彭弟兄今天早上所讲的，我们看到主再一次的面对彼得。
And as our brother so clearly said, Peter couldn't answer the Lord's question. The Lord said, do you love me more than these?
那我们也如同我们弟兄讲的，当主问彼得说，你爱我比这些更深的时候，彼得他没有办法好好的回答主的问题。
And I believe he could hardly raise his head.
我相信他连头都抬不起来。
And he said, Lord, I'm attached to you.
他说，主啊，你知道。
Finally, the Lord said to him, are you attached to me?
到最后，主终于问他，彼得，你爱我吗？
And Peter said, I think in his frustration, Lord, you know all things, you know that I'm attached to you.
那我想到最后，彼得他也许就焦躁起来了。所以他说，主啊，你知道万事，你知道我爱你。
And then came the call again.
然后接下来又来了一个主的呼召。
He said, come, follow me.
然后主又再一次跟彼得说，你跟随我。
Notice the absence of the word, I will make you.
但注意到主在这里没有提到我要把你变成什么样。
All of those dealings with Peter, all of those exposings with Peter, when he put himself out front, when he put his foot in his mouth, all of them were the dealing to make him into a son.
所以彼得所有的经历，彼得所有的失败，彼得所有的跌倒，都是神在他的身上能够塑造他，对付他，造成使他能够磨成儿子的样子。
Israel is to play in the master's hand.
所以以色列是主人手窑匠手里的泥。
Peter is the clay in the master's hand.
所以同样的，彼得也是我们那个主人他窑匠手里的泥。
You are the clay in the master's hand.
你我也是主手里的泥。
I am the clay in the master's hand.
我是主手里的泥。
I think this hymn that we sang together.Have thine own way is such a beautiful hymn.
所以我想我们刚刚所唱的诗歌随你调度是一个非常美丽的诗歌。
It was written by a sister in the Lord named Adelaide Ann Pollard.
这是主内的一个姐妹 Adelaide Ann Pollard 写的。
We don't know so much about her.
她的生平其实我们所知不多。
But we knew now her goal in life was to be a missionary in Africa.
但我们知道她本来她的目的是希望能够去非洲做宣教。
And she couldn't raise the funds to become a missionary for her support.
但是呢，这宣教所需要的经济的支持，她筹不到足够的钱。
Her hopes were dashed.
所以她本来的希望跟盼望就破灭了。
And one night she went to a prayer meeting with those dashed hopes.
而且有一天晚上，她就带着这个破碎的梦想到了一个祷告会。
And a sister prayed this prayer.
那有一个姐妹就做这个祷告。
She said, "It's all right, Lord. It doesn't matter what you do with us. Just have your own way in our lives."
她就是说，主啊，是的。不管你要怎么样子对我们，只要叫你自己的道路工作能够成就在我们的生命里面。
Sister Pollard left that meeting completely changed.
所以我们的Pollard 姐妹离开了那个祷告会，整个人就转变了。
She went home and she read Jeremiah 18.
她回到家就读了耶利米书的第十八章。
And she discovered the secret of what the Lord was really doing in her life.
他在这里发现了神在他生命里面工作隐藏的旨意。
And that night before she retired, she wrote all the verses of this wonderful hymn based on Jeremiah 18.
所以那天晚上在他就寝之前、他把这一首根据耶利米书十八章所写的这一首诗歌所有的歌词都写下来。
I can't tell you how many times the Lord has moved my spirit with this hymn. I have made it my own prayer.
我实在不能够告诉你们有多少次、这一首诗歌感动了我，我把这一首诗歌化作成为我自己的祷告。
Listen to what?She said in the first verse,
请大家看一下第一节是怎么说的。
Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way.
随你调度主，随你调度。
Thou art the potter, I am the clay.
以你是陶人，我是泥土。
Mold me and make me after thy will.
照你的旨意传我造我。
While I am waiting, yielded and still.
因为我正在等候，又软又弱。
This is the explanation of what the Lord is doing with sons. He is making us sons.
这一诗歌就解释了主在我们身上的工作，是塑造我们成为儿子。
We will look at three things tonight.
我们今天要看三件事情。
The beginning of sons.
这个儿子是怎么产生的。
The training of sons.
儿子是怎么训练的。
And the growth of sons.
然后讲到儿子是怎么成长。
How do sons begin? Think about it.
一个儿子，一个种子是怎么开始的。
In natural sonship, it always begins with birth.
因为我们讲到这个生物里面的这个儿子，他总是从出生开始，生产开始。
It's very similar in spiritual sonship. It too begins with birth, but new birth.
所以同样从属灵的角度来讲，一个新生命，一个生命的开始，一个儿子的开始，也是从新生开始。
There's no life in the Lord without new birth.
一个人不能够得到主的生命，除非他得到新生。
I call it the absolute necessity of new birth.
因为这是一个重生，一个绝对的必要性。
I apologize. I must have given our sister and brother the wrong verses, and they read in John 11.
所以很抱歉，也许我把这个错误的经节给了弟兄姐妹，他们念的约翰福音的十一章。
It was actually John chapter 1.
实际上，我希望念的是约翰福音的第一章。
Verses 11 through 13.
这十一节到十三节。
It gives this wonderful explanation of how sonship begins.
那这里是说明了一个儿子的名分是怎么样开始的。
He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to be the children of God, to those that believe on his name, who have been born not of blood, nor of flesh's will, nor of man's will, but of God.
他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人。他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
This is the beginning of sonship.
这是儿子名分的开始。
Without it, you can never be a child of God, and without it, you will certainly never be a son of God.
如果没有这一个，就不能够做神的儿女；没有这一个，就不可能得到儿子的名分。
I think the birth of a son and daughter is always a wonderful occasion.
我们晓得，我们自己儿女出生的时候，都是一个非常奇妙的时刻。
The birth of a child of God is even a more wonderful occasion.
但是当神的儿女生出来的时候，那是一个更奇妙可喜的日子。
I may have told you this before, but Linda and I could not have children for a number of years.
我想我可能没有跟弟兄姐妹分享过，但是呢，我妻子跟我有很长一段的时间，我们没有孩子，不能够有孩子。
We tried the fertility drugs, and nothing seemed to work for us.
那我们也看了吃服了那些能够促进生产的药，但是没有一个有用的。
And Linda, who was a diabetic, went into the hospital, almost died with ketoacidosis.
Linda 呢？因为她有糖尿病，所以她到医院的时候，甚至差点死掉。
And Linda was heartbroken about not being able to have children.
她真的非常的伤心，因为没有办法受孕。
When we left the hospital, she thought maybe we can try one more time.
当我们离开医院的时候，她想说，也许我们可以再试一次。
I remember again, we went to the doctor and we got the fertility drugs.
所以我记得我们又去看了医生，又吃了那个能够促进这个生产的药。
And we never took the fertility drugs.
但其实我们根本没有吃。
We were waiting for our cycle to be able to take the fertility drugs.
因为我们必须要经过一个特定的时间，我们才能够吃这个药。
And that never happened.
但是呢，一直没有发生。
So we went to the doctor and we said, nothing has happened. And the doctor said, maybe we should check if you're pregnant.
所以我们就再去看医生。然后说就一直没有等到那个时候，那就医生说，那也许我们该检查看看你是不是已经怀孕了。
We couldn't believe that was possible.
因为我们根本不相信有可能，这有可能发生。
Linda was pregnant.
但你仔细看，真的她就怀孕了。
And we were even able to take the fertility drugs back to the pharmacy and get our money back.
我们甚至把那促使生产的那个药能够带回到药房，把它退了，然后还把钱拿回来。
I knew this was a miracle of God.
那我知道这是神所行的神迹。
Linda should have died.
因为我的妻子可以因此而死亡的。
But this was life out of death.
但这一个好像是从死里复活一样。
And when our firstborn son, when I was born, we named him Jonathan, gift of God.
所以当我们那个儿子生出来的时候，我们就起名叫做约拿丹，是神所赐的礼物。
But natural childbirth pales in comparison to being born again.
但是呢，一个人自然血气的生产跟这个神所带来的重生，那比起来就不足为道了。
It's such a wonderful explanation of this in John chapter 3, the story of Nicodemus.
所以在约翰福音第三章，主耶稣就跟尼哥底母解释了这一件事。
It starts out, there was a man.
所以一开始的时候讲到他有一个人。
The problem is,He was not a child of God.
但是呢，这个人他不是神的儿女。
Nicodemus was indeed a remarkable man.
尼哥底母其实是一个很有成就的。
Verse 1 says he was a man of the Pharisees.
第一节说他是一个法利赛。
Now you understand that is the strictest sect of Judaism, the highest spiritual order.
你知道在当时的犹太教里面他们是最严谨的教门，是犹太里面当中可以说是最高等。
Not only that, it says he was a ruler of the Jews.
不仅如此，他还说他是犹太人的官。
That means he was a member of the Sanhedrin.
这表示他是犹太人的大公会里面的一员。
You remember the Lord Jesus was tried by the Sanhedrin.
你要记得主耶稣就是在这个公会的面前受审判。
They had 70 members and a president, and they ruled over all the affairs of the children of Israel.
那这个公会里面有70个人，那他们就管理了当时犹太人所有大大小小的事情。
And then verse 10 follows the Lord telling him the absolute necessity of new birth.
但是呢，接下来主耶稣就跟他们讲呢，这个重生是绝对的必要的。
In dismay, the Lord says, Thou art the teacher of Israel and knowest not these things?
所以主耶稣很惊奇地对尼哥底母说，你是以色列的先生，还不明白这事吗？
Now, the before teacher, the teacher is an emphasis. In Greek, it is the definite article.
所以你注意到他这里讲到以色列的先生的时候，在希腊文里面加了一个定冠词，是说明一个特殊的、特别的一个先生。
The teacher means he was above all the teachers.
所以用这个词是说明他是高过一般的老师之上的。
You know, when I think of Nicodemus, I think, what a pedigree this is.
那所以当我们想到尼哥底母的时候，我们想到这个人的学经历是何等的完全。
What a resume this is.
他有怎么样子的一个背景。
What a remarkable man Nicodemus is.
那他是一个何等一个突出的一个人。
Not only this, he was sincere.
不仅如此他是一个非常认真寻求的人。
He was a seeker.
他在寻找。
He was humble.
他很谦卑。
He pursued the truth.
他要追求真理。
And he honored the Lord Jesus as a teacher from God.
他也知道也尊重主耶稣是从神那里来做拉比。
I have always said, this is the best of Adam's race and the finest of Israel's sons.
那我常常说这是亚当族类的里面最出色的，是以色列的儿子当中的表率。
Surely, this man, with all of his credentials, can be a son of God.
有这么样子的一个背景成就，那他当然理所当然的应该可以成为神的儿子吧。
He was the best of the best.
因为他是在最好的当中的最好。
But brothers and sisters, you look at this man, and he was excluded from being a child of God.
但是弟兄姐妹们当我们看到这一个人的时候他其实在神的儿子当中无份。
Look at Romans chapter 3.
我们看罗马书的第三章。
Verses 9-12.
第九节到第十二节。
What then? Are we better? No and no wise.For we have before charged both Jews and Greeks with being all under sin.
I'm sorry, which chapter?
Chapter 3, verse 9 of Romans.
Chapter 3, verse 9.
Yes.
这却怎么样呢？我们比他们强呢？绝不是的，我们已经证明犹太人、希腊人都在罪恶之下。
According as it is written, there is not a righteous man, not even one.
就如经上所记，没有义人，连一个也没有。
There is not the man that understands. There is not one that seeks after God.
没有明白的，没有寻求神的。
All have gone out of the way. They have together become unprofitable. There is not one that practices goodness. There is not so much as one.
都是偏离正路，一同归为无用，没有行善的，连一个也没有，连一个都没有。
What a striking assessment of man's true condition.
这是对人真实的光景是怎么样子的一个看见。
God took this best of men.
神把这一个人当中所看为最好。
To prove the point that no one is qualified in himself to be a child of God and to be made a son of God.
要来证明一个人按着他自己的本身，他不能够成为神的儿女，他不能够承受神儿子的名分。
There was only one. There's only one remedy to this fatal condition.
在这样子的一个光景之下，只有一个医治的方法。
There's only one vaccine for this terrible pandemic.
这样子的疫情，只有一个疫苗。
The Lord made it absolutely clear.
所以主把它讲得非常的清楚。
In verse 3 of John 3, he said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man is born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以在约翰福音第三章的第三节那里讲到，耶稣就回答说，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能够见神的国。
He didn't just say it to him once. Look at verse 5. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except the man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
主耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
Did we read verse 7?
然后我们再读第七节。
The Lord couldn't have made it any more clear.
主实在不能够讲更清楚了。
Do not wonder that I say to thee, it is needful that ye should be born again.
所以我说，你们必须重生，你不要以为稀奇。
The old authorized version says, you must be born again.
所以在那个KJV 里面他就说你便必须重生。
This is the only road to become a child of God.
这是要成为神儿女唯一的一条路。
It is for the worst of mankind.
这是对我们人当中一个最无用卑下的是如此。
And even in Nicodemus' case, it is for the best of mankind.
但我们从尼哥底母的身上也可以看到，我们在人的当中那个最好的人，他也是这样子。
It is the beginning of sonship.
这是儿子名分的开始。
Let me ask you a question.
让我问你一个问题。
Have you been born again?
你重生了吗？
You may have grown up in a Christian home.
也许你是在一个基督徒的家庭当中成长的。
You may have attended 25 MDR retreats.
也许你已经参加了25届的这个退休会。
But are you born again?
但是你重生了吗？
You can never be a child of God unless you're born again. And you will never be a son of God until you're born again.
一个人若不重生就不能够做神的儿女。一个人若不重生他就永远不可能能够承受神儿子的名分。
I still remember like it was yesterday, the day I was born again. It was February 4th, 1972 at a revival meeting.
我还记得好像昨天的事情那么样子的新鲜，我自己重生的日子就是1974年2月4号。
That night, the Lord of Glory revealed himself to me in such a living way, I was transformed.
那天晚上，那个荣耀的主向我亲自的显现，然后他这样子的显现，叫我带来了我彻底的变化。
I became a child of God.
我就成为神的儿女。
And I remember 2 Corinthians 5:17, quoting it again and again and again.
我就记得了哥林多后书的5章17节。
So if any man be in Christ, there is a new creation. The old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
This is the miracle of new birth.
这一个就是新生命的奇迹。
And this is the necessity of new birth.
这也是一个重生的必要性。
Now there's another very important question.
还有一个很重要的问题。
How do you know that you're born again?
你怎么知道你重生了呢？
I believe the Bible is absolutely clear on this.
那我相信圣经在这一点上也是讲得非常清楚的。
There is a single response.
因为有一个很清楚的一个回应。
It is the evidence of sonship.
就是神儿子名分的证据。
Brothers and sisters, this was the heart-to-heart response of God the Son.Our Lord Jesus to His Father.
弟兄姐妹们，这是神的儿子主耶稣基督对父神的反应。
In that dark hour in Gethsemane, when He was facing the cross, He said these words in Mark 14, verse 36.
所以在克西马尼园，当他面对那个黑暗的时候，在马可福音的14章36节，他这样说。
And he said, Abba, Father.
他说 Abba, 父啊。
All things are possible to thee. Take away this cup from me, but not what I will, but what thou wilt.
在你凡事都能，求你将这杯撤去。然而不要从我的意思，只要从你的意思。
Now, if you're going to be a son,Made in the image of the only Son, you would have the exact same response.
如果你是按着神独一的儿子的形象所造成的儿子，那么你就会和他有同样的反应。
Listen to what it says in Romans 8, verse 15.
我们再看罗马书的第八章第十五节是怎么说的。
For you have not received the spirit of bondage again for fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father.
你们所受的不是奴仆的心，人就害怕；所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。
That's not the only time when it talks about sonship. It talks about this response.
这也不是唯一的一次当谈到这个儿子的名分的时候讲到同样的反应。
In Galatians 4 verses 5 through 7 it says this.
在加拉太书的第四章的五到七节他这样说。
But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, come of woman, come under law, that we might receive sonship.
直到时候满足神就差遣他的儿子为女人所生且生的律法以下要把律法以下的人赎出来叫我们得着儿子的名分
But because you are sons God has sent out the spirit of his son in your hearts crying Abba Father so that thou no longer bondman but son but if son Heir also through God.
第六节。
你们既为儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进入你们的心，呼叫阿爸父。可见从此以后，你不是奴仆，乃是儿子了。既是儿子，就靠着神为后嗣。
Can you imagine a greater purpose for man?
你可以想象一个人他。能够有更高的更伟大的目的吗
Can you imagine a higher calling for man?
你可以想象这一个人他有一个更高的呼召吗
Can you imagine a more heavenly fellowship for man?
你可以想象出比在人的身上有比这更高的属天的交通吗
And can you imagine a more important response from man?
你能够想象从人所能够所有的回应当中有比这个更重要的吗
Abba Father
阿爸父啊
That is the evidence of sonship
这个就是儿子名分的证据
It is the evidence of sonship in the only begotten son of God
因为这是一个神独生子他儿子名分的证据
It is the evidence of sonshipin all that are being made sons.
也是那些所有被神所收养为儿子得到儿子名分的证据。
Now let's touch on one more important, very important subject.
那我们再讲一件非常重要的事情。
What is the difference between children and sons?
就是跟孩童跟儿子的差别是什么？
It is the difference between being a child of God and a full-grown mature son.
它的差别就是做神的儿女，像孩童一样的小孩子，跟一个成长成熟的一个儿子。
We began as babes in Christ.
我们一开始的时候是基督里面的婴孩。
But we're not to remain babes in Christ.
但我们不应该一直坐在基督里面的婴孩。
We're to grow up as little children.
我们乃是要成长，能够成为幼儿。
And then we're to mature into full sonship.
然后我们要成熟，然后真的得到儿子的名分。
Peter said this in one of his epistles, 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 2 and 3.
所以彼得在他一封书信里面，彼得前说的第二章的二到三节，他这样说。 讲到说我们像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长以致得救，你们若尝过主恩的滋味就必如此。
This is our condition when we are first born again.
这是我们刚刚重生时候的光景。
Newborn babes
是一个才生的婴孩。
And then Peter has this strange phrase where he says, grow up to salvation.
彼得在这里又讲了一个非常特别的一个讲法，他说讲到说因此渐长以致得救。
I don't know if that phrase gives you any theological trouble or not.
我不晓得这一段话会不会给你们这个神学上的困扰。
Wouldn't you argue as a believer,When you're born again, you are saved.
不是很多时候做一个信徒来讲，我们说我们重生的时候我们就得救了。
How do you explain this phrase, grow up into salvation?
那这样子呢，我们要怎么样来解释这一段话？叫做渐长以致得救呢？
The reason is, this phrase is not dealing with just new birth.It's dealing with being made a son.
它的重点是在这里，这里这一节所讲的不是讲到那个该生的婴孩的这些问题，他所讲的是讲到神成长能够成为一个真的儿子，儿子的得儿子名分的这件事。
This is what Peter meant in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 9 when he said, receiving the end of your faiththe salvation of your soul.
这就是彼得在他第一章第九节那里所讲的，就是要得到你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
You see, newborn babes are adorable, I think we all might agree.
所以我相信我们大家都同意，一个出生的婴孩他真的很可爱。
But they're naturally selfish and self-centered.
但是你也知道，他们这生来就是很自私，以自己为中心的。
And they have to grow up and become mature sons eventually, and they literally have to be delivered from the old man, from self.
所以呢，他们必须要成长，他们要能够成为一个成熟的儿子，他们必须要从他们自己为中心的那种光景之下被拯救出来。
Let me put it rather bluntly.
让我这样很坦白地跟大家说。
Unless you're delivered from the tyranny of self, you will never be a son of God. You will always be a child of God.
因为如果你不能够 从自我为中心的诠释下被释放出来的话，你永远不能够成为神的儿子，你永远不过是神的一个孩童。
The Lord has blessed Linda and me with 3 children and 7 grandchildren.
主赐福给我跟我的妻子，我们有三个孩子，七个孙子孙女。
We've seen them in all stages of life.
我们看他们成长，经过了成长过程当中的每一个阶段。
And I can tell you some of our youngest grandchild. His name is Levi, by the way. He's quite a mess.
那我可以告诉你们，我最小的那个孙子，他的名字叫做利未。我可以告诉大家，他真的是做事乱七八糟。
And the other week, Linda was taking care of Levi here at our home, and she told Levi he had to do something.
几个礼拜以前，我的太太在照顾，在我们家照顾Levi，然后她跟那个利未说，你要有些，她是吩咐利未做一些事。
I think Levi was 4 years old.
利未呢，他四岁。
And his response to Linda, his grandmother, was, "You're not the boss of me."
他对他的祖母，就是我的太太Linda，他的回答说，你不是我的老板。
How we have to be delivered from the tyranny of self.
所以我们真的是要从我们自我为中心的那个诠释下得到释放。
This is the reason the cross is so important.
这是为什么十字架是这样子的重要。
The cross is absolutely essential to delivering us from self being in charge, the tyranny of the soul to become in.Full-grown, mature son.
因为我们要从这个自我为中心的诠释下能够被释放，能够成为一个成熟的儿子，我们就需要十字架。
The Bible actually has a number of words for children.
那圣经里面其实用了几个不同的字来说明孩童、孩子。
The Bible understands that the writers of the scripture understood that there was this progressive growth from newborn babes to little children to older children, even to full-grown sons.
所以圣经的作者他们知道成长的过程是有阶段的，从才生的婴孩到长成像幼儿一样，然后长成一个比较大的孩子，以至于能够成熟，做成熟的儿女。
There are actually 4 Greek words that deal with it.
总共呢，大概有四个希腊字。
Now I'm not going to put my brother through agony, speaking as a southern boy, he talks slow, talking about Greek and getting him to translate in Chinese and hope you understand.
我不会给我弟兄来找麻烦，身为一个南方长大，南方口音的人，用南方口音讲的希腊文，然后再叫我们的弟兄替你们翻译成中文，然后你们还能够明白。
I don't know what you said, but I believe it was good.
我不知道他讲些什么，不过我相信他讲的是对的。
The first word means infants, darlings, little children.
它第一个字啊，是指的小刚生的婴孩小孩，那大家说喜欢的那个小小的孩子。
As we said, they're not always so darling.
但其实我们也知道，其实他们也不是一直都那么可爱的。
The second word means a half-grown son or daughter.
等到第二个字呢，是指的他已经成长的那个儿女。
The third word means a child, daughter or son that is older.
第三个字呢，就是讲到一个比较老的一个孩子，无论是指女儿或者指儿子都可以。
And the fourth word is the primary word for son.
但是第四个字。才是指的儿子的那个主要的字。
When you read Hebrews 2 verse 10, and it speaks of bringing many sons to glory, the writer of Hebrews used this fourth word.
所以当希伯来书的第二章第十节讲到率领众子进入荣耀的时候，那里的众子用的这个字就是这里这个指的儿子的主要的这个字。
You also see this similar progression in John's epistles.
在约翰的书信里面你也可以看到类似的进展。
In John chapter 2 verse 1 in the King James Version, he adds a word. He says, my little children.
所以在约翰一书的第二章的第一节，在 King James Version 里面他有这样子的一个字，是我小子们呢。
That's the word infants, darling.
那这里呢用的是就指那个小孩子，那个婴孩，那个可爱的孩子。
And in 1 John chapter 3 verses 1 and 2 it says, now we are children of God. It doesn't yet appear what we shall be, but when we see him,We shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
但等到第三章的讲到第一节跟第二节的时候，那讲到说我们是他的儿女，现在是神的儿女，将来如何还会显明。当我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他。
This is that third word, a little older.Child, daughter or son.
那这里讲的那个儿女啊，就是我们刚刚讲的第三个字，是那些比较年长的这些儿子或女儿。
It is clear the emphasis of the Bible is from growth as babes to little children to full-grown mature sons.
所以圣经里面所强调的是很清楚的，他是从一个才生的婴孩能够成长成为小孩，一直等到能够成熟，能够成为一个成熟的儿子。
Now let's talk about the next main topic.
那我们接下来讲一个下一个主要的题目。
We looked at the beginning of sons.
我们看到了一个儿子是怎么开始的。
Now we need to understand the training of sons.
那现在呢，我们就要来看，儿子是怎么样训练的。
If you don't understand what God is doing in your life, you'll never be made a son.
因为如果我们不知道神在我们生命里面的作为的话，我们不能够被塑造成为儿子的样子。
The writer of Hebrews makes it very clear what his goal was in his letter.
而且希伯来书的作者他写信的目的他讲得非常清楚。
Chapter 6 verse 1 says, Wherefore, leaving the word of the beginning of the Christ, let us go on to what belongs to full growth.
因为那里讲到说我们要离开基督道理的开端，能够竭力的进到完全的地步。
I know Brother Sparks said, this isAbsolutely, the clear reason for the letter of Hebrews.
所以斯百克弟兄就告诉我们说，这一个就是特别清楚的告诉我们希伯来书写这本书的目的。
And you remember how Hebrews ends. The writer of Hebrews says, "I have written this exhortation to you in a few words."
我们记得希伯来书的末了的时候，希伯来书的作者说，我向你们略略的写了这些劝勉的话。
Of course it was 13 chapters, not hardly just a few words.
当然其实他总共写了13章，严格的说来，他不能够算是略略的写的。
But chief among the several, the number of exhortations in the book of Hebrews is this exhortation on sonship.
在希伯来书里面的几个的劝勉当中，有一个很主要的劝勉，就是得神儿子名分的劝勉。
It's in Hebrews chapter 12. I'll just read 5 through 7.
就在希伯来书的第12章，那我只念5到7节给大家听。
And had you quite forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as sons?My sons, despise not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when reproved by him. For For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son he receives. God conducts himself towards you as towards sons. For who is the son that the father chastens not?
你们要忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话说我儿你不可轻看主的管教被他责备的时候你不可灰心因为主所爱的他必管教又鞭打所收纳的儿子你们所忍受的是神管教你们待你们如同儿子焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢
This, my version uses the word chastening, and some versions, I think the one our sister read, uses the word discipline.
所以在我所用的这个版本里面，跟其他的版本用的字不太一样，但意思是一样。But
I like the way Brother Kong explains it above all.
那我是很喜欢这个张弟兄的解释。Brother
Kong says this is child training.
张弟兄说，这个就是训练孩童。
If you're going to grow up to be a full-grown, mature son, you must go through child training.
如果你要成长，你要成熟，那你就一定会经历儿童所要经历的训练。
This explains all of God's dealing with us as his people.
这个就解释了神带领他百姓在他百姓身上工作的一切的工作。
Everything he does is with sonship in view.
他所做的一切都是为了我们得儿子的名分而做。
Look at that wonderful phrase. God conducts himself towards us as sons.
所以你注意到这里所说的 因为他待我们如同待儿子。
He is a loving Heavenly Father. It's absolutely clear here.
在这里清清楚楚地告诉我们,他是爱我们的天父。
He is preparing sons, he's shaping sons, he's making sons into his own image.
他是在这里预备种子,他是在这里塑造种子,他是在这里建造种子,使他磨他们能够成为他儿子的样子。
I'll never forget how much Oswald Chambers helped me, especially his devotional, My Utmost for His
Highest. My Utmost is Your Highest, 对我的帮助.
He said, all of your circumstances are engineered by God.
他讲到说,我所有的环境经历都是神亲自设计的。
Isn't that wonderful?
这不是非常的奇妙吗?
Brothers and sisters, as an engineer all my life, that's been everything to me. That God is taking the time, working out my circumstances, arranging my circumstances, and your circumstances to make you a son.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我一生就是做工程师的，所以这句话对我特别的意义。神在我们身上一切的工作，他的设计，他各样的环境，他都是预备你，预备我，叫我们得儿子的名分。Think
of the consequences if you refuse this child training.
你想想看，如果拒绝了这样对孩童的教养，的结果是什么？The
writer of Hebrews addressed that in verse 6.
在希伯来书的作者是在第四节他这样讲。But
if you are without chastening, of which all have been made partakers, then you are bastards and not sons.
I'm sorry, which verse? Verse 6. 第六节。他说因为主所爱的他必管教，又鞭打所收纳的儿子。
I don't know if you have ever heard of Barnes. He wrote these wonderful references, notes on the Bible.
因为有一个很出名的一本解经书啊，叫 Notes on the Bible， 是那个 Barnes 写的。
He said this word bastard here means no one's son.
因为在用的这个版本里面呢，它有一个字哈，就是杂种啊，就是 bastard 英文的。那它这个字是什么意思
？He went on to explain it means illegitimate children, usually abandoned by their father.
他那里讲的就是说，一个婚外所生的孩子，通常是被父亲所离弃的。
He explained the terrible conditions of that one.
他讲到了这一个被离弃的儿子的这个悲惨的情况。
His own child he does not wish to recognize. He neither provides for him, nor instructs him, nor governs him.
他是这里说到这一个父亲，他自己的孩子他都不认，他也不供应他，他也不管理他。
And then you read the final verses in chapter 12. Let me turn to it.
那我们再看第十二节，它最后的一节。
Not the final verses, but verse 10 and 11.
不是最后一节，乃是第十节跟十一节。
For they indeed, speaking of our earthly fathers, for they indeed chastened for a few days as seemed good to them, but he for profit.In order to the partaking of his holiness. But no chastening at the time seems to be a matter of joy, but of grief, but afterwards yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those exercised by it.
这里说，深深的父都是暂随己意管教我们，唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。凡管教的事，当时不觉快乐，反觉得愁苦，后来却为那经炼过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
Thank God, this child training doesn't last forever.
我们感谢主，这个教养儿童所并不是没有止境的。
I'm thankful for this one word that the inspired writer of Hebrews put in afterwards.
非常感谢这个被神所感动的希伯来书作者所讲的这一个字管教之后后来
It yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness.
那里讲到说会结出平安的果子就是义。
But listen to what he says.
那仔细的听他所说的。
To those exercised by it.
就是为那些经炼过的人。
Well, there's another matter I think we need to think about in what it takes to be made sons.
还有一件事，我想我们必须要来考虑，怎么样子能够受训练成为儿子。
It says in Romans 8:14, "For as many are led by the Spirit, these are the sons of God."
这是在罗马书第八章十四节所讲的，因为凡被神的灵引导的，就是神的儿子。
You cannot be a son of God without knowing the leading of the Holy Spirit.
不能够明白圣灵的带领，就不能够做神的儿子。
Our Lord knew exactly what was needed for us to be made sons.
因为主知道要。塑造我们成为儿子的样式，我们就需要这个圣灵的带领。
He knew we couldn't do it in our own power.
他知道我们在我们自己没有这个力量。
He knew we couldn't do it in our own strength.
他知道我们靠着我们自己，我们没有这个能力。
So he did the unthinkable.
所以他做了一个超乎我们所想。
He said, "I will put my spirit within you."
他说我会将我的灵放在你的里面。
Listen to what he said in John chapter 14.
我们看一下他在约翰福音十四章他这样讲。
He's in the promise of the Holy Spirit, the promise of the Father, he said, "For he abides with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you as orphans."
因为他这里讲到这个父所应许的。因为他会
常与你们同在，也要在你们里面，我不撇下你们为孤儿。
In verse 20 it says, In that day you shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you.
在二十节他继续讲，到那日你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。
Can you imagine anything more wonderful than this? That the Lord would put the indwelling Holy Spirit to live in us?
所以你想想看，我们能够想象出什么东西比较更美好的吗？神把他的灵赐给我们，内住在我们里面。
That's what makes it possible to be made sons of God.
因为这样子的缘故，我们才能够被磨成神儿子的样子。
I think this is the greatest miracle.
我觉得这是大概是最伟大的神迹。
Think of the Lord, when the Lord was born in the flesh, you know the word Emmanuel, God with us.
所以你知道主诞生的时候，在肉身诞生的时候，他被称作是以马内利，就是神与我们同在。
Can you imagine God the Holy Spirit permanently living in us?
所以你能够想象吗？那圣灵，他永久的内住在我们里面。
This to me is the greatest miracle. It's not just God with us, but now it is God in us.
所以对我来讲，这真是最奇妙的一个神迹，因为不仅仅是神与我们同在，乃是神住在我们里面。
You cannot become a son of God unless you learn to be led by the Spirit.
所以我们如果不知道怎么样被圣灵带领，我们就不能够做神成熟的儿子。
What does that mean?
这什么意思
啊？ I think one thing you know you need to know is you need to learn how to hear that still small voice.
有一件事就是我们要必须要学会能够听那个微小的声音。
You remember the story of the prophet Elijah when he fled from Jezebel and hid in the cave.
我们知道这个以利亚他的故事，他逃离耶洗别，躲在洞里面。
We turn to 1 Kings.
我们翻到列王记上。
1 Kings chapter 19.
第十九章。
And I'll look at verses 11 through 13.
那我们要看的第十一节到十三节。
You remember this story. He thought he was the only one who had not bowed his knee to Baal.
我们知道这个故事，以利亚以为他在全以色列人当中，他是唯一的一位还没有向巴利屈膝的。
And the Lord says, 7,000 have not bowed the knee to Baal.
那主为他说，我为我自己存留了7,000人没有向巴利屈膝。
And then he taught him what it meant to be led by the Spirit.
然后接下来主就教导他什么叫做被圣灵带领。
In verse 11 it says, And he said, Go forth and stand upon the mount before Jehovah. And behold, Jehovah passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountain.And broke in pieces the rocks before Jehovah. Jehovah was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. Jehovah was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. Jehovah was not in the fire. And after the fire, a soft, gentle voice.
耶和华说，你出来站在山上，在我面前。那时耶和华从那里经过，在他面前有烈风大作，奔山碎石，耶和华却不在风中，风后地震，耶和华却不在其中，地震后有火，耶和华也不在火中，火后有微小的声音。
How we need to learn to hear that still small voice and be led by the Spirit.
所以我们何等的需要能够听那一个微小的声音，能够知道蒙圣灵的带领。
A hearing ear is the most important thing for a son of God.
所以在这里是要做神儿女最重要的一件事。
You remember our brother Ted is speaking about the church in Philadelphia.
我们晓得彭弟兄讲到的菲拉铁菲的教会。
Well, not only the church in Philadelphia, but all six of the other churches, there was one concluding thought that the God of glory who walked among the candlesticks left with them.
那不仅是为了菲拉铁菲教会，其他的六个教会也是一样的。那个在七个灯台当中行走的主要留下最后的一个事情让他们想。
He said, He that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
他说，那有耳可听的，就当听圣灵对众教会所说的话。
Without this hearing ear, you'll never be a son of God.
一个没有可听的耳朵，就没有办法能够成熟做神的儿子。You
will remain a child of God.
你会永远做一个神里面的一个小孩。But
you'll never mature to sonship.
但没有办法能够成熟做儿子。It's
not just enough to have a hearing ear.
不仅仅是要有一个可听的耳朵。When
you read in John's epistles, he talks about following the unction and learning to follow the anointing.
我们读约翰的书信的时候，我们还读到了他那里讲到，说有圣灵的恩膏，要按着恩膏的教训。Just
think, God has put within us the indwelling Holy Spirit, the resident boss.
所以神在我们的心中赐下了圣灵来管理我们。
And the reason we can be made sons after His own image is because that indwelling Holy Spirit, that resident boss, tells us to go this way and tells us to go that way and not to go this way or that way.
因为我们能够成为神成熟的儿女，乃是因为有这立柱的圣灵在告诉我们说，或向左走，或向右走，而不要往那里或这里走。
To me, I think this is the divine GPS.
对我来讲，这是一个从神所来的导航器。
As sons of God, we never have to worry about getting off course.
所以作为神的儿女，我们永远不会担心迷路。
Because we have the resident boss in us.
因为在我们里面，我们有这一个内住的主管。
What a wonder that is!
这是何等奇妙！
And then it says in Ephesians 4:30, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God.
那在以弗所书4:30节，他那里又讲说，叫我们不要叫神的圣灵担忧。
The context of this is our actions and our words.
那里的上下文是指的我们的行事言语。
The Holy Spirit is like a divine spiritual alarm system.
所以这个圣灵在这里，好像一个神所给我们的一个警报器。You
know, if we say certain things, or if we do something, certain things, it grieves the Holy Spirit.
所以如果我们说了些什么，做了些什么，会叫圣灵担忧。And
then all of a sudden, we understand this divine spiritual gentleman withdraws his presence from us.
所以我们就知道，这个神所赐的圣灵，好像在我们里面，祂是与我们同在。Once
we realize this break in fellowship, we can then have that restored, that wonderful indwelling Holy Spirit and the communion of the Spirit.
所以当我们感觉到与这个圣灵失去交通的时候，那么我们就可以从这里起手。
Do you hear the still small voice?
所以你听见了那微小的声音吗?
Do you know the divine teacher within?
知道那住在我们里面从神而来的教师吗?
Do you avoid grieving the Holy Spirit?
是我们要尽量的避免叫圣灵担忧。
This is how to be trained as sons.
这是我们怎么样子来蒙管教做儿子。
Now let me end on a word of encouragement.
那最后让我跟大家分享一些勉励的话。
I know my time is gone, brother. I apologize.
我很抱歉，我知道我的时间已经过了。
Just let me say a few things just to end on the growth of sons.
就让我最后再跟大家讲一下种子的成长。
Peter ends all of his words to the churches with this thought in 2 Peter 3:18.
所以彼得他对教会所讲的话是以彼得后书第二章三章十八节作为结束。
But grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and the day of eternity. Amen.
他说你们却要在我们主救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进。愿荣耀归给他从今直到永远。Amen.
There is only two things we need to grow in the Lord Jesus.
在我们主耶稣基督里面我们只有两件事需要成长。
Peter said, grow in grace.
彼得在这里告诉我们说要在恩典上长进。
Did you know that every grace has been made available to you so that you could grow in grace and be made a son of God?
所以你知道那个所有我们所需的恩典都已经赐给了我们叫我们在恩典里面能够长进好叫我们能够磨成神儿子的样子。
If we fall short, it is not because sufficient grace wasn't provided.
如果我们没有达到那并不是表明神没有赐给我们足够的恩典。
But provided grace wasn't taken.
而是神所赐给我们的恩典我们没有领受。
Every grace has been made available to us that we may be conformed to his image and transformed into his likeness.
所以所有叫我们能够磨成他的样子变化成为他的形象所需要的恩典都已经赐给了我们。
I think of the way Paul starts that letter of Ephesians in chapter 1, verse 7. He talks about the riches of his grace.
我就想到保罗在以弗所书一章七节里面所提到的是他的丰富的恩典。
And he exceeds it in chapter 2, verse 7, when he talks about the surpassing riches of his grace.
那等到第二章第七节的时候他又更多的讲到是他极丰富的恩典。
And you think about the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9.
那我们想到了使徒保罗在哥林多后书12章第9节他说
Do you remember what the Lord said to him? Said directly to him?
你记得主怎么样亲自的对他说的话呢
He said, my grace.Is sufficient for thee.
主是说我的恩典够你用的。
Every grace has been made available for us to be made sons.
要叫我们能够成为成熟的儿子所需要的各样的恩典都已经赐给了我们。
And I think of 1 Corinthians 15:10 Paul's testimony.
我又想到了哥林多前书十五章第十节保罗的见证。
He said, but by God's grace, I am what I am. And his grace, which was towards me, has not been in vain. But I have labored more abundantly than they all. But not I, but the grace of which was with me.
他说然而我今日成了何等人是蒙神的恩才成的并且他所赐给我的恩不是徒然的。我比众使徒格外劳苦，这原不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。
The last thing Peter mentioned.
最后彼得所提到的。
Not only grow in grace.
不仅在恩典上长进。
But grow in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus.
在认识主耶稣基督上有长进。
This is exactly what the Apostle Paul said to the Philippian church in chapter 3, verse 10.
这是保罗在这以弗所教会所 节的以弗所书三章十节里面讲的是完全一样。
This was Paul's last letter to a church.
这是保罗最后写给教会的一封信。
His three remaining letters, 1 Timothy, Titus, and 2 Timothy, were pastoral letters.
后来所写的信都是写给个人的教牧书信。
But in this last letter to this church that he had such a close relationship with, he shared his deepest secret.
所以最后他所给教所写给教会的信是写给腓立比教会，是跟他极亲密的教会，他是向他们倾心吐意的。
He said that I may know him.
他说使我认识基督。
In the power of his resurrection.
晓得他复活的大能。
We can know him, brothers and sisters, in the power of his resurrected life.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们是能够认识他复活大能生命的。
In the fellowship of his sufferings.
而且晓得和他一同的受苦。
All who live a godly life will suffer.
要进前度日都要受苦。
And every suffering is part of that making process.
但每一个受苦都是那一个塑造的过程。
But notice the beautiful word that is combined with that thought.
但是你注意看那接下来所讲的话。
There's fellowship in those deep sufferings.
是在这个受苦当中是一同受苦，是交与主交通的受苦。
Unimaginable fellowship.
那这是一个我们想象不出来的与主的相合跟交通。
In knowing the Lord.
因为认识主。
And he said that I may be made conformable to his death.
然后接下来他讲说这样的话我能够效法能够被磨成他死的样子。
This is the end of knowing him.
这个是认识主的终局。
It's all that we might be conformed to his image.
是叫我们能够磨成他的样子。
It's all that we would be made sons.
是叫我们能够被塑造成为儿子。
This was the secret, and this was the passion of the apostle Paul in the end.
这是保罗在他最后生命终了的时候他说明了他自己内在的动机他的热情之所在。
This is the burden the Lord has placed upon my heart.
这是主在我心中所给我的负担。
Bringing many sons to glory.
带领许多儿子进入荣耀。
The preparation.Of sons.
种子的预备。
May the Lord help us.
愿主帮助我们。
Father, we commit these words to you.
父啊，我们将这些话语交在你的手中。
We thank you that these things are so real in one sense to us.
我们感谢你，因为这些事情对我们来说都是真实的。
But they seem so.High to us at times.
但有的时候好像离我们甚高甚远。
But we thank you, they're altogether true.
但我们感谢你他们完全是真实的。
And because of all these things, we can be made into those sons.
而且因为这些事能够叫我们被塑造成为儿子。
So we pray in the days ahead, you will take these things and speak deeply to us and make us know these in our subjective experience.
所以我们恳求主在以后的日子，你能够将这些话语化成我们内在亲自的经历。
We believe if you do that, you will have those many sons brought to glory.
我们相信当你行了这些事以后有许多的儿子就被带领进入荣耀。
We ask all these things in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们所祷告祈求的诸事都是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.